You do solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm that the testimony you should give in this matter now before the court shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and this under the pains and penalties of perjury. Please be seated. State your name for the record. Please spell your last name.
Michael Joseph Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Mr. Jackson, would you tell us the nature of your occupation?
Performer, songwriter.
And can you tell us when you started composing music?
Probably since the age of 7.
And can you tell us how old you are when you had your first song published?
That I wrote myself?
Yes, sir.
15.
And can you tell us approximately, Mr. Jackson, how many songs you've written to date?
In general, a couple of hundred.
And approximately, how many of those songs have been released to the public?
About 50, 60.
How many songs, Mr. Jackson, were in the Bad album?
I think 9.
And how many songs did you write for the Bad album that were not published?
Objection, Your Honor, relevant.
Overruled.
I wrote probably 60, 70 songs for the Bad album that weren't published.
And how many songs are in the Dangerous album?
On the album itself?
Yes, sir.
I think 17.
And how many songs did you write for the Dangerous album, but that were not released to the public?
I think 70 songs.
What happens to songs that you compose, complete, but are not released to the public?
Well, I put them away in a vault.
And how many songs are you usually working on at any one time? One, more than one?
Oh, gee, about five songs.
Are any of the unreleased songs that you've completed ever used again for any purpose?
Pardon?
Are any of the songs that are unreleased, the songs that you compose but are not released, are they ever used again for any purpose?
Sometime. I'll kind of resurrect them and I have an idea what I want to use it for.
Did your song Dangerous evolve out of any previous song that you had composed?
Yes, I wrote a song for the Bad album called Streetwalker, and it had a driving bass melody, strong driving bass lick. Sorry. And that bass lick was taken by my engineer, because I was kind of frustrated with the song in general, so he took the bass and put new chords to the bass melody, which is what inspired the song Dangerous.
You said a bass lick, and would you tell those of us who don't know what a lick is, what that term means in your field?
Well, a bass lick is it's a melody of what the bass guitar or the bass Moog, which is an instrument called a Moog or synthesizer, performs. And it could be the melody of the song, and that's what it is.
Could you describe for us, Mr. Jackson, the process and sequence of events which you use in composing songs generally, and then we'll get to Dangerous specifically? Is there a kind of process you go through?
Well, usually when I write songs, I orally use a melody into a tape recorder. And for instance, with the song Streetwalker, which has a driving bass lick that I just spoke about, which I'll have a tape recorder and I'll just sing the bass part into the tape recorder. And for Streetwalker, the bass melody went and I take that bass lick and put the chords of the melody over the bass lick. And And that's what inspires the melody or the other sounds that I'm hearing in my head. But that is the bass lick. And I used a Moog and a bass guitar to create that sound that I'm hearing in my head.
Mr. Jackson, by the way, who was the engineer that took Streetwalker and stripped it down to the bass lick or the bass sound?
Billy Petrell.
What happens, you said you hear things in the song, the melody you hear in your head?
Yeah. You mean the melody, the vocal melody?
Yeah. Yes. We'll get to Dangerous in a minute. Use some other song, if you would, as in any other song.
Okay. For instance, when creating the song Billie Jean, I was riding in my car and it started with the bass lick again, which goes... And on top of that, I hear the chord. Then the melody, she was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, oh my, but what do you mean? I am the one. And the lyrics, the strings, the chords, everything comes at that moment like a gift that is put right into your head. And that's how I hear it.
You just start singing the lyrics?
Absolutely. When I said Billie Jean is not my lover, I didn't think about it. It just came. It all dropped in my lap at once. And I loved it, so I ran, I drove fast home, and I got on the microphone and put things down. Then I went into the studio, got the musicians over, and gave them all their parts. And that's how, I mean, that's how that was created. Same thing with, you know, other songs that I create.
By the way, do you read music?
No, I don't. I don't think it's necessary.
Who wrote the lyrics to your song, Dangerous?
I wrote the lyrics to Dangerous.
Did anyone in the world assist you in writing the lyrics to Dangerous?
No.
Mr. Jackson, who wrote the vocal melody to Dangerous, your song, Dangerous?
I did.
Did anyone in the entire world, including Mr. Riley, Mr. Bottrell, anyone, assist you in writing the vocal melody?
No one at all.
Who named the song Dangerous? Who gave it the title?
I did.
Did anyone assist you in giving the song the title?
No one at all.
Approximately how many hours, by the way, went into creating the song Dangerous from beginning to a final version?
Including the song that it used to be, Streetwalker?
No, not including Streetwalker. Let's say when Bottrell gives you the tape with the bass lick.
For that one, I would say maybe 3 weeks. Just listening to it every once in a while and letting the melody create itself out of hearing the chords and the bass lick, you know, and not dictating how it should be. Just letting it kind of form itself.
Did you ever in your life hear of a person named Crystal Cartier before this lawsuit was filed?
No.
Did you ever hear a song written by Ms. Cartier called Dangerous before this lawsuit was filed?
Never in my life.
You're positive?
I'm more than positive. It's the honest truth.
Could you demonstrate for us, starting with the Bottrell cassette or tape, in which the bass is now stripped down, you've given us what that bass sounded like, and just go through the remainder of the process of creating the song Dangerous. Just take it step by step and just tell us what you're doing as you go along.
Starting with the bass of Streetwalker?
Yeah, no, yes.
Okay, like I said before, I wrote the song Streetwalker and I wasn't completely satisfied with it. I was frustrated that, you know, it wasn't exactly what it should be. I have a lot of songs like that that are kind of unfinished. And so I gave the song to Billy, and he fooled around with it, put some drum sounds and put it through computers and things. And he gave the tape back to me with the bass lick and the drums and everything on it. And I would listen to this quite often, And I liked what I heard, but I didn't really have a melody yet, a vocal melody. And eventually, the melody just came, just hearing the music and the whole composition in itself. And the first part, I knew I wanted to talk the verses like a rat. As she walked into the room, I knew right then and there there was something different about this girl. The way she moved, her hair, her face, her lines, divinity in motion. So that's pretty much the verse. Then it goes into the B section, which leads up to the chorus, and it goes, the chorus, dum, 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 dum. I never knew, but I was walking the line. Come go with me, I said I had no time. And it goes, it builds to, from the B section to the chorus, the lyrics are, I never thought that I would knock on the phone. My baby cried, she left me standing alone. She's so dangerous. Yeah, so dangerous. And that's pretty much how it happened, just hearing those chords which inspired the melody.
What part of that that you've done, if you've done it, is the vocal melody?
That was the B section leading into the chorus. When I say dangerous, that is the chorus. Whether you hear the high strings, you hear the climax of the composition, you know, and that builds the chorus. Because the verse is pretty much here in the B section, stair steps. Then when you get to the chorus, it's the climax, like the explosion.
And again, which part is the vocal melody? Just sing, just that part.
I never knew, but I was walking the line. Come go with me, I said I had no time. I forgot the rest of the lyrics.
Mr. Jackson, do you remember, I asked you, do you remember the precise date, do you remember the time when you first sang the lyrics in a recording studio in the presence of other people?
No, I don't
remember. Not the date, but the event itself.
Yes, I do.
Who was there?
Billy Betrayal was there. I think Brad Sundberg, who was the assistant engineer, was there. And it was kind of a funny day. Not really funny, but I usually sing in the dark because I like to just feel everything. I usually don't like people looking at me like unless I'm on stage. And so all the lights were off. And this, right before I started singing, this huge, I think it was 7 feet tall, this huge wall fell on my head. And it made a loud banging sound. It hurt, but I didn't realize how much it hurt me until the next day. And I was kind of dizzy. But it's pretty much on tape. If you play the demo of us working on Dangerous, it was even recorded because, it's there.
You don't remember the date itself?
No, not the date. No, I don't remember the dates. I'm so busy.
Your Honor, may we play Exhibit A-15, which has been admitted into evidence?
Yes. Which tape is that?
That's the tape. I don't want to give the date to the court, but I think the court knows.
All right. Proceed.
Mr. Nance, can you play the tape of A-15, Exhibit A-15? And would you listen to this, Mr. Jackson? I'll answer some questions about it.
Thank you.
That's what I call terrible body language into the jury. I mean, if you want body language, you even got it from the witness stand there.
What I observed was a rhythm. I didn't observe any kind of signaling or disagreement with any of these testimonies. What I have reprimanded Ms. Carney for is signaling witness, which she did, and indicating disagreement with her witness testimony. I've observed that it has not been bad.
That's not true.
No. Okay, you want to go ahead, Mr. Hoffman?
Mr. Jackson, is the falling of the partition on you in that song you just heard, Exhibit A-15? Do you hear the partition falling?
Yes.
And what portion of what we just heard did that occur?
Before the song starts.
Was that the final version as it appears in the album itself?
No.
Did the chorus lyrics ever changed from the night you sang that song on Exhibit A-15 until the album was released?
I don't think so. I think lyrically it's the same.
Did the vocal melody ever change?
No.
Never changed before the album came out and after you recorded it that night?
No.
Who were the co-composers of the song?
Well, Billy Bottrell.
Okay.
And Teddy Riley.
Okay. Can you tell me what Mr. Bottrell's contribution was, or tell the jury what his contribution was to the song?
Well, like I said before, the bass lick was there already from a previous song I had written, and Billy Bottrell had taken the bass sound and he put chords from a keyboard, chords on top of that, and drum sounds. And that's what inspired the melody. What he did is what inspired me to write the melody. Because out of that, whenever I hear chords, any type of chord progression, I hear a million melodies in my head. And out of hearing that, that's what inspired me to write that. But that's what Billy did.
What was Mr. Riley, Teddy Riley's contribution?
Teddy's contribution, because even after recording the one you just heard, I wasn't satisfied with it. To me, it wasn't contemporary enough. So I had Teddy go in and kind of update the sounds and to give it more of a, hate using the word hip-hop, but it had a hip-hop kind of modern feel where you could do all the new dances too, because I love to dance. And when I play the song at home and dance to it, the one you heard, it didn't move me enough. So I wanted to get more fire and more action and more depth. And that's what he contributed to the song, changing the sounds of things, the sound of the bass, the quality of the bass, the sounds of the drums. And he gave it a driving snare where it had some anger in the snare. Just gave it more more feeling and emotion, which is what I was looking for originally. So we kind of shaped and molded and sculpted till I got what is on the Dangerous album.
Did Mr. Riley change the vocal melody?
No.
Did he change the vocal chorus?
Pardon?
Did he change the chorus?
No.
Lyrics to the chorus?
No.
Mr. Jackson, do you ever repeat in a new song any themes from an old song?
When you say the word theme.
Or do you do anything similar in a new song to something you have done previously?
Yeah, I guess I do it kind of subconsciously. I don't do it on purpose.
Is there any part or portion of Dangerous which bears any relationship to any similar song that you've done?
Yes.
Just tell me what the other song was first. Just tell me the other song.
The other song is called Another Part of Me from the Bad album.
And roughly when was the Bad album done, recorded?
87. 1987.
And Another Part of Me, is that in the Bad album as released?
Yes. Yes.
Can you, don't sing both songs.
Okay.
Just sing for the jury, if you would, the portions of Another Part of Me, which you believe are similar to Your Dangers.
It's the title. You're just another part of me.
And in Dangerous?
But you're no doubt of a friend of mine. Da 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 da. Same. Mostly the same.
Heavy Dangerous, the theme of love is dangerous, or a woman is dangerous, or a specific woman is dangerous.
Using that word?
Not the word necessarily, but the theme of
yes,
life, love.
Yes, I've used it several times. Song I wrote called Dirty Diana, which is about, you know, girls hanging around backstage and things. Then another song I wrote called Billie Jean.
Let me take one at a time. Approximately when did you write Dirty Diana?
I wrote Dirty Diana, I think it was 86, around 85, 86, and I released it on the Bad album.
And Billie Jean, when did you do Billie Jean and on what album?
Billie Jean was on the Thriller album, and I had written that one in 1982, I think. Yeah, 82.
Have you ever used gunshots or police sirens on any work that you've done in the past?
Yes.
What song or songs did you use police sirens and gunshots on?
A song I wrote called Smooth Criminal. And I use sirens and, you know, machine gun sound. It was about Chicago in 1940, so it was appropriate.
Approximately when did you write the song Smooth Criminal?
I wrote Smooth Criminal around the same year I wrote Dirty Diana.
Which was approximately?
I think it was 80... 85, 86, somewhere around there.
For what album?
For the Bad album.
Mr. Jackson, do you have any policy with regard to unsolicited tapes?
Yes.
And would you tell the jury what that policy is and how long you've had that policy?
Well, I don't take any unsolicited tapes because I know the danger involved. I mean, what happens when you do something like that is this situation.
No. Hold on. Just answer my question. What is the policy?
The policy, I do not take unsolicited tapes.
Does
no
that,
way.
Is that personal to you, or does that apply to people and the companies? That
everybody knows that. That's the number one rule. I don't have to take unsolicited tapes.
How do you get other songs that you don't compose? How would you get a song from someone else that you don't compose?
Well,
give us some examples.
There are songs that I've done that were very successful that I didn't write, like the song Thriller or the song Man in the Mirror.
Well, let's take them one at a time. Let's take
okay,
Thriller.
Thriller. This is a very famous song from the Thriller album, and this is a composer who is very popular. People know him. He's in the industry. He's a songwriter. He writes for other people. So he's known and he's professional.
Who was it, by the way?
His name is Rod Temperton.
And who recommended, if anyone,
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones did what?
Quincy Jones recommended him.
Okay. What about personal friends of yours? Have you ever done any Stevie Wonder songs?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, definitely. These are the kind of people, if I do a song of someone else's, that'll, you know, they've had a whole track record, a whole history of success to show that they are a real songwriter.
Have you ever listened to a song, either on radio, wherever, that you've never heard before, written by a composer you'd never heard of before, and then in any way use that song?
No.
Never?
Never.
No further questions, Your Honor.
All right, Ms. Eberhardt.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning.
Has your album entitled Dangerous, which includes the song Dangerous, been sold throughout the United States, to your knowledge?
Yes.
In fact, Mr. Jackson, has it been sold throughout the world?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, who owns MJJ Productions?
I do.
Okay. And who do you work for, Mr. Jackson?
Who do I work for?
Yes.
Well, I work for myself.
Are you under contract with any company?
Yes.
And what's the name of that company?
The company that I'm under contract with, Bars Records, is Sony Music.
Okay. Now, Mr. Jackson, can you read sheet music? If a song is written out into sheet music form, can you read sheet music?
No, I don't. Neither did Lennon and McCartney.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
Mr. Jackson, can you write sheet music? Can you write out the notes in the form of sheet music?
No, I do not do that. It's not necessary.
Okay. Did you record all of the vocals during the Dangerous, in one recording during the Dangerous session? When you were recording Dangerous, I'm sorry, let me restate that. When you were recording Dangerous, did you record the vocals only once?
The Dangerous that we just heard, or the one on the Dangerous
during
album?
During the recording session for the Dangerous album, did you record the vocals only once?
Just once that I can remember, of the demo.
So you recorded the vocals only once?
Yes.
Could you please refer to Defendant's Exhibit A-19? Mr. Jackson, just to let you know, this is the Ocean Way recording track sheet that your counsel has entered into evidence. If you turn to page...
Oh, yeah, Your Honor, I don't believe.
A-19.
I don't think we have.
Well, at any rate, Ms. Eberhardt, it's improper for you to be telling witnesses what it is. If you want to, you can ask him what it is. But don't tell witnesses what anything is.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. You want it handed to him? He's got it in front of him. Go.
Do you have it in front of you, Mr.
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know what this document purports to be?
Yes.
What is it, Mr. Jackson?
It's a track sheet.
From?
For?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson. Where's the track sheet from?
Ocean Way.
Okay.
Recording Studios.
And what's the track sheet for?
Well, it's for the song Dangerous.
Okay. If you turn to page 2 of the exhibit, what is indicated in tracks 1 through 6?
What is indicated?
In tracks 1 through 6, is anything written in those track boxes?
No.
Okay. Are you on page 2?
Well, how are they numbered here? I see 20.
The second page into the exhibit.
Okay, 2. Yes.
Do you see the boxes that have track 1 listed at the track? Top,
yes.
Track 2?
Yes.
What's located in those 6 tracks?
Well, I'm not a technical engineer, but those tracks look like they're open for something that could be used. It happens all the time in the studio.
I'm sorry, we're not on the same page. My second page of exhibit number 2.
What is it?
Has something written in tracks 1 through 6.
Number 2.
What's at the bottom of your page?
says...
At the bottom of the page, 21 is written.
Okay, 21.
Are you on the same page as I am now?
That's the third page of the exhibit.
Yeah, that's the...
Now, tracks 1 through 6, what is written in those boxes?
This is vocal. These are vocal parts.
Are there dates at the bottom?
I'm not sure.
What's written at the bottom?
Looks like it to me.
Okay. What's written at the bottom?
On the first track, it says 2-191.
Okay.
Continue.
Yes, please. Mr.
Second track, 2-191. Third track, 2-191. And it looks like I can't make this one out. Look like it's an Xerox problem. What is it? I can't make it out.
Does it appear to be 2-1, Mr. Jackson, in the fourth track?
Yeah, but what's the year? Yeah, it looks like it to me.
Okay. And then the fifth track, is it also 2-1?
Looks like that.
And in the sixth track, is it also 2-1?
Yes.
So, Mr. Jackson, did anyone else perform any vocals that appear on your Dangerous song, on your album Dangerous?
No.
You're the only one who recorded vocals, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Did you write the lyrics to Dangerous, or did anyone assist in that process?
No, I wrote all the lyrics.
Okay, if you please refer to Plaintiff's Exhibit 97. Do you recognize this document, Mr. Jackson?
It's copyright registration. I haven't seen it.
Did you see it during your deposition, Mr. Jackson?
I could have. I don't remember.
What is this copyright registration for?
Well, for the song Dangerous.
Okay. And if you move down to section 2, where it says the name of the author, who's listed first?
Michael Jackson.
And what is the nature of the authorship listed?
Excuse me, the exhibit speaks for itself. If the questions are about something beyond the exhibit, I object to
them.
It is, Your Honor.
But so far, they aren't,
right,
as a matter of fact. If you'd like to ask a question that's beyond the exhibit, you may proceed to do so.
Mr. Bottrell, who's listed as the second author?
Bill Bottrell.
Is he credited with the nature of authorship for words and music?
Looks like it.
Did he write any of the words to Dangerous?
No, he did not.
He did not write any of the lyrics?
No.
And under the third author for Dangerous, who is listed?
Teddy Riley.
And he's also credited with the words and the music?
Yes.
Did he write any of the lyrics?
No.
So he did not write any of the words?
No.
Okay. Now, Mr. Jackson, I believe you stated that it was Bill Bottrell who took that earlier song. What was the name of that song?
Streetwalker.
Did you state that during your deposition?
I think I did. I'm not sure.
Mr. Jackson, did you state during your deposition? Yes.
If you want him to. That's not the rule, Mr. Jackson. The rule is to the contrary.
But if she wants him to have his deposition, he's perfectly welcome to. What do you, how do you want to go about it, Ms. Everhart?
Not right, not at this time,
right,
Your Honor.
That's permissible.
Question, okay?
Now, you've got to show up to counsel. The rule is that you have to tell counsel where you're referring to and give him a page and line number.
Deposition, page 19, line number 7. Question, okay, so what was the name of the song that you wrote? Answer, I do not remember. Now, Mr. Jackson, did you remember the name of the song during your deposition?
What song?
The song that Mr. Bottrell stripped down to just the, in your testimony, stripped down just to the bass line.
Well, according to what you're saying there, I don't think I did.
But you do today?
Yes.
Okay. And where did he get a copy of the alleged song, Streetwalker?
Yes. Because he had worked on Streetwalker with me also on the Bad album. And it ended up not being on the album. We both liked Streetwalker very much. So we, you know.
So where did he actually get a copy of the recording of Streetwalker, Mr. Jackson?
The vault.
Out of your vault?
I think so. It could have been at the studio, though.
Mr. Jackson, Bill Bottrell said he had a recording of the tape. Is it? Are you positive he got it out of your vault?
Then he could have had a recording of it. Probably had a copy.
Did you state a number of times during your deposition, Mr. Jackson, that he received the copy out of the vault?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where he got it. What I do, I come to the studio, I work on my songs, and then I leave. I don't know where they put them. I hear it's a vault. It could be in the studio or room where we keep all our tapes in air-conditioned air. He could have taken a two-track copy home just to study and play with, which I don't mind.
Who has control over this vault, Mr. Jackson?
Who has control over the vault?
Yes.
Well, my office, the engineers, like such as Billy Bottrell and Bruce Swedien, they can go in the vault. Or my secretaries.
Does Norma Stichos have control over this vault?
What do you mean by control?
Does she have the, does she allow certain people to access the vault?
Well, if they need a tape and she knows they're working on something for me, sure.
Did she give access to Bill Bottrell?
I have no idea.
Did you state that in your deposition, Mr. Jackson?
I could have, but I don't remember.
Referring to Mr. Jackson's deposition at page 94, lines 15 through 18, question, but who has access to the vault? Answer, Norma. Question, Norma, and her last name is? Answer, Stichos. Now, does Norma Stichos give permission for people to come and go out of the vault, Mr. Jackson?
Sometimes, but it depends on what you're calling the vault. I mean, for instance, all the songs I did on Dangerous, some could be in the vault, some could still be at the studio, because even though you put out an album, that album can be out a year, and there are dance mixes done, clubs mixes done, meaning mixing the instruments differently. So the engineers have to have access to these tapes all the time, so that they may keep copies at the studio.
Mr. Jackson, just answer the question.
I'm just trying to tell her the situation.
Just answer the question.
I'm answering the question.
You're not.
Trying.
You're failing. Go.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Jackson, where was the recording done on the Dangerous album?
Recording for Dangerous was done, I'm not sure. It could have been Record One Studio.
So it was done at Record One Studio? Did you state that during your deposition, Mr.
Jackson? I said it could have been. I'm not sure. I recorded at a lot of studios.
Did Did you state that it could have been done at record one?
I'm not sure.
Referring to Mr. Jackson's deposition, page number 61, line 18. Question, okay, possibly you might know, was any of the recording done at record one? Answer, I do not know. Do you know if any of the recording was done at record one?
It could have been.
What's the purpose of that question? Is this impeachment?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, impeachment is something different from what he said in the courtroom, isn't it?
Here he specifically stated he did not know, Your Honor, during his deposition.
I thought that's what he
here
said.
Here he stated that it was possibly done at record one. Those two terms to me are inconsistent.
All right, move on.
Thank you, Your Honor. Did Bill Bottrell do any of the mixing on the date song Dangerous?
Which version?
Any of the mixing during the recording process of the song Dangerous that appears on your album?
No. No, he did not.
He's testified that he did mix down some tracks. Are you sure he did not do any mixing?
You know, that's not a proper question. I've told you that before.
Yes, Your Honor. I'll move on.
If you want to ask him, ask him. Don't tell him what the testimony's been.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Jackson, have you heard a recording of Ms. Cartier's song, Dangerous?
Yes.
And comparing the first four bars of both the songs, Dangerous, do you hear anything similar?
Your Honor, I'm going to object to testimony which relates to a comparison of the song. And he's not been endorsed as an expert as such. I don't know if he's made the technical analysis. I know you, and I don't think it's a good
He's listened to the songs, and he's a musician, and I think he's qualified to say whether he sees anything similar or nothing similar or what. So, objection is overruled. You may answer the question, sir.
Could you ask your question once again, please?
Sure.
Thank
you. Mr. Jackson, the first four bars of both the choruses in your song, Dangerous, and Miss Cartier's song, Dangerous, do you remember those first four bars?
Of her song?
Yes, and your song.
I remember mine.
Your Honor, at this time, may we play a tape that demonstrates just the first four bars of both his song Dangerous and her song Dangerous so he can answer this question?
He said he didn't remember hers, so where are we going with this?
Well, I'd like to be able to let him hear her song so he can answer my question.
All right, go.
Now this tape is of the first four bars of both the choruses played right together, Mr. Jackson.
Wait a minute, they're together as opposed to one right after the other?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, one right after the other.
All right.
Now, Mr. Jackson, do you hear anything similar in those four bars played together?
Yes.
And what is that?
Well, we're both saying dangerous. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Do you hear any notes in common?
Not that I can think of.
Does it sound to you, Mr. Jackson, like you're singing in harmony together?
Not to me, no.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. That's all.
It's over. Are you done with your cross-examination?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we have no further questions.
The witness may be excused. Don't let anybody out of the courtroom.